Multicoloured fairy lights glowed from all around the bookshop sign and from the edges of the doorframe. It looks beautiful.
I tucked the switch in behind the sign. They're solar-powered.
He was grinning, with his hands on his hips, a Peter Pan-like shadow behind him. Oh, the cleverness of me, she said, and thankfully he laughed.
Think I should leave them on?
Of course.
They're for my sister. She adores fairy lights.
Oh, is it Rebecca? She hoped she'd remembered her name correctly.
Yes, Beck. I'm going to get her to come up and stay with me for a bit. She's bored out on the farm and she hasn't seen the shop yet.
She's going to love it, and the lights.
Hope so. Maybe you'd like to meet her?
A warm feeling spread through Elise's chest. I'd love that.
Okay.
Okay, well, I'd better get home.
Walk you to your car?
Sure, she said, laughing as they walked the 3 paces it took them to get to her car door.
Maybe see you soon?
Sounds good. She gave a little wave and got into her car, the glow of the fairy lights staying with her all the way home. Galinda finally stood up.
Please, Madame Morrible, there is a mistake. I am Galinda of the Ardwenas. My ama took a nail in her foot on the voyage and was detained for a day or two. I am not in the dormitory class, you see.
How sad for you, said Madame Morrible, smiling. I'm sure your ama will be pleased to be a chaperone in, shall we say, the pink dormitory. 4th floor on the right.
No, she would not, interrupted Galinda quite bravely. I am not here to sleep in a dormitory, pink or otherwise. You have misunderstood.
I have not misunderstood, Miss Galinda, said Madame Morrible, growing even more fish-like as her eyes began to bulge. There is accident, there is tardiness, there are decisions to be made. As you are not equipped through your armor to make your own decision, I am empowered to make it for you. Please, we are busy, and I must name the other girls who will join you in the pink dormitory.
I would have a private word with you, madame, said Galinda in desperation. For myself, dormitory partners or a single roomie, it is no matter. But I cannot recommend that you ask my ama to oversee other girls, for reasons I may not say in public. She was lying as fast as she could, and better than Madame Morrible, who seemed at least intrigued.
Once upon a time, there were 4 little rabbits, and their names were Flopsy, Mopsy, Cottontail, and Peter. They lived with their mother in a sandbank underneath the root of a very big fir tree. "Now, my dears," said old Mrs. Rabbit one morning, "you may go into the fields or down the lane, but don't go into Mr. McGregor's garden. Your father had an accident there. He was put in a pie by Mrs. McGregor. Now run along and don't get into mischief. I am going out." Then old Mrs. Rabbit took a basket and her umbrella to the baker's. She bought a loaf of brown bread and 5 currant buns. Flopsy, Mopsy and Cottontail, who were good little bunnies, went down the lane to gather blackberries. But Peter, who was very naughty, ran straight away to Mr. McGregor's garden and squeezed under the gate.
Just over a day before the flight, maintenance crews incorrectly replaced the left windscreen of the plane. The investigation later determined that out of the 90 securing bolts, 84 were smaller than the specified diameter and the remaining 6 were too short. British Airways 5390 was at 17,300 feet, en route from Birmingham, England to Malaga, Spain. At 0733, only 13 minutes into the flight, the bolts failed under the effects of internal cabin air pressure and the windscreen blew out, initiating a massive decompression in the cockpit.
Once the bolus has reached the pharyngeal areas innervated by the internal branch of the superior laryngeal nerve, the swallow becomes reflexive and cannot be halted. The elevation and anterior movement of the larynx have allowed stretching of cricopharyngeus, upper esophageal sphincter, to open the entrance into the esophagus. The inferior constrictor has finished its process of medialization after the bolus has passed through, and the bolus is delivered safely into the esophagus.